All right, good afternoon. Tracy Morgan with your news at noon, your extended news at noon. And with me on the phone right now for a few minutes is Jim Garrity. We hear him often with AAA East Central. Good morning, or I should say good afternoon at this point. Jim, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, Tracy. Not bad.
I appreciate it. Now, it's interesting. I mean, we're all in interesting shoes right now, but you talk a lot to us about travel, and I'm curious on what you're seeing this weekend, because, of course, typically this would be a very heavily traveled weekend. So are people traveling or are they not traveling?
Well, yeah, generally, this is about the time, Tracy, that we would be putting out the our AAA Memorial Day travel forecast. This year, however, we're suspending it, largely in part due to the forecast is the projections are grounded in kind of economic data. And as we all know, the speed of which coronavirus is rapidly impacting things and changing things, that's limited the utility of that data. So this year, it generally speaking, looking at kind of some of our travel figures, some anecdotal data, we're not projecting there's going to be a lot of people on the road for Memorial Day, but we are looking ahead into the summer and expecting and anticipating that we'll see a resurgence kind of first in domestic travel, social guidelines, stay-at-home orders start to diminish, and if gas prices remain low. But yeah, this Memorial Day, we're not expecting as much traffic as we've seen. I think, you know, last year we had the second most amount of people on record for Memorial Day, so we're definitely not going to see that much.
So would you get any kind of information, or how do you get your stats, if you will, if people actually do travel? Because it seems like, you know, we're in this time period where we're still in a yellow phase. We're supposed to be careful of what we're doing. And yet if you go out into society, it seems like everyone's out, you know, so it doesn't seem like a lot of people are staying home as much as we think they are. But I don't have those stats in front of me, so I'm not trying to put numbers to that. But do you think people will travel, and how do you know at the end of the weekend if they do?
Well, the travel side of things, a lot of folks right now are kind of coming out of that, maybe kind of coming out of the quarantine, or still following certain social distancing guidelines, and a lot of their destinations may have restrictions in place that we don't necessarily have here in Pennsylvania. But to put numbers to that, again, the economic data that we usually use has kind of been compromised by just the speed of everything that's happening. But we have other figures that we look at. You know, for example, we put out a March AAA travel survey that was taken pre-pandemic that found 173 million Americans said that they had summer vacation plans, 90% of whom had said that they had planned to take something United States-based. Now, of course, everything that happened with COVID, and, you know, not to mention also it's an election year, that generally does cut into travel to an extent. When you have that and when you have the COVID pandemic, we're definitely expecting to see a little bit of a dip in travel on those two things. But there's still wanderlust among people. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been dreaming about a vacation for the duration of this entire thing, just thinking, man, it's going to be nice to eventually get out there and go do something.
Yeah.
And what we at AAA are kind of anticipating is that the first things that are really going to be opening up are going to be local. You know, if conventional wisdom stands, that a lot of backyard destinations, so to speak, places like Myrtle Beach, Virginia Beach, Ocean City, Maryland. That's where I'm planning my trip. Hopefully, this summer, should there be ideal traveling conditions, and should it be a wise and prudent decision. But, you know, that's what we're expecting. People are going to start going to those backyard destinations. It might be a really, really good summer for road trips at the end of the day. You know, at the end of the summer, we may look back and say, you know, boy, it was a great summer for people to go out and see not just beaches, but, you know, national parks, maybe even go out a little more into the middle of the country.
And make stops. We did that a couple of years ago to South Dakota, from Pennsylvania to South Dakota, and we stopped along the way. And it reminded me of when I was a kid, when we would take road trips. That's what we did. And so to get back to road trips, I think, is a lot of fun.
And you know what? There's definitely an art to it when you do it right. You know, taking a road trip, if you take a week out and just take a nice trip out to somewhere, and like you're saying, enjoy the scenery along the way. What's the old phrase? It's not the destination; it's the journey.
The journey, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Like you know, all those cliches.
Yeah, they could go on.
Really, I mean, they're really true. It could be a really good summer to do that. And what we're really recommending that anybody who's also dreaming about taking a road trip or taking a vacation is staying informed. I mean, the word's been used to death, and you know what word's coming your way right now. Unprecedented. But it really is. All of this is so we don't have any other moment in history where we can say, well, this is like that one time. You know,
right.
So we're looking at this, we at AAA are recommending any travelers, any, you know, potential travelers, you need to stay informed on what the latest information is. CDC, Department of State, local ordinances. I mean, you could be saying, I want to go out to South Dakota, but the trip along the way may be different than it would be if you were going down to Florida, for example.
Jim, is this so, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead and finish your thought. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the point being, you know, now is probably a really good time to start thinking about, hey, are we taking a road trip? And if so, how are we getting there? Where are we going? And at this point, what does it look like it's going to be? And that last part, what does it look like? What does it look like the restrictions are going to be? That's rapidly changing. So stay informed. Really a good time to have a travel agent in your back pocket to help you out with stuff like this, too.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Is this the year that we could go back to using a travel agent? Because weren't they the thing to be associated with years ago? And then we all started getting online and doing our own vacations. And you still have travel agents, right? I mean, they're still there to help us.
Oh, our AAA travel agency has actually been alive and well for years and years and years. And actually, we did see kind of a resurgence in the use of travel agents pre-pandemic. You know, we've seen that in the last few years. A lot of people coming back to use travel agents and travel agencies. Like when you think about it right now as a, you know, COVID is very much a black swan type event, but it's a good example of kind of, you know, when it's, you know, when one really comes in handy to be putting a trip together on your own right now, for example. You know, you have what you see in the news. You have some of the travel advisories that pop up on the websites, but travel agents get detailed information daily, sometimes hourly, about what's new, what's changing. And if you have questions, fears, I mean, if you're considering spending a good amount of money on a trip and you're feeling nervous about it, the end of the day, the decision's yours no matter what you decide to do, but having a travel agent is an incredible resource because they're going to be able to make sure you are well-informed and can make a well-informed decision.
Let me ask you about trip insurance then. If we're going to go ahead forward with making plans at this point for our summer or even for the fall, should we get insurance? Is that a good idea?
Travel insurance is always something that our agents are going over with people taking trips and recommending. If you have purchased travel insurance, make sure that you carefully review your policy. Many protection plans are going to exclude losses caused by an epidemic, for example. So it's important to renew your options and, you know, think about that very carefully. And also many travel providers like airlines, hotels, cruise lines, and tour operators, they've altered itineraries, adjusted their policies. You know, in relation to COVID, you want to make sure you're going over the details of that policy with your travel agent. But, you know, outside of that, yes, it's always a good idea to have travel insurance. You know, I think about traveling internationally, for example. You know, what a lot of people won't know is that sometimes you could be overseas and you could, you know, God forbid something happened, you fall and you break your foot, you break your leg, whatever. And you may be left out without insurance. Your health insurance plan here in America might not translate to wherever it is that you are. And instances like that, you know, that's where travel insurance can come in handy. So, yeah, definitely a good investment, and definitely something that we're seeing more and more people consider, which is very it's good to see.
Jim, let me ask you one more question before I let you go, and it's about gas prices, because if people are not going to be traveling as much, or if you don't believe that they're going to be traveling as much this weekend for the holiday weekend, will we see gas prices go up? Have they already gone up?
Well, gas prices have been going up, but, you know, it doesn't really give a full scope of things. So, and it's kind of complex, but it's not. Think about, I know we heard a lot about oil in the news, and the price of oil, you know, for a time there went negative. Oil is about 50 to 60 cents of every dollar you spend at the pump. And it started the year at $60, about $60 a barrel. Then it went to 30, then to 20, then to negative 30. And now it's back up around the $30 range. And we don't really know exactly where it's going now because of the there's a very big supply. But oil is a big factor. Like you say, demand is a big factor. And if more and more people aren't going out there and driving, that can drive prices down. But prices now are kind of coming on the rebound as more and more states are reopening, more people are heading back to work. If we see travel and we see the airline industry and we see the cruise industry come back online in the months ahead, that could have a big ripple effect. But also, you know, Tracy, when we say gas prices have gone up, they're about 7-8 cents more expensive than they were this time last week here in Pennsylvania. But today's average is $2.15. Last year's this time was $3.
Right,
so it's
right.
Incredibly cheap, much, much cheaper than it was when you look at it on a historical scale. I mean, anyone who is doing something this weekend for Memorial Day or just anyone who's filling up their pump, you're going to see the lowest gas prices in about 20 years.
Wow. Jim Garrity, AAA East Central. Jim, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the few minutes that you could spare this morning or this afternoon. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Enjoy your holiday.